This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by FeedTheBirds.com. Birdseed delivered. Does forsythia bloom foretell the coming of crabgrass? Perhaps, but as we know, Mother Nature is fickle. Most of us in cold climates are at least 3 weeks behind in our spring. Since there are still plenty of folks that want a pristine lawn, I'll talk about pre-emergent herbicides today. They affect germinating seeds. That means to be effective, the herbicide should be applied 2 to 3 weeks before weed seeds germinate. Some researchers say that's about the time when forsythia starts to drop its blooms. The University of Minnesota Extension, which is in Zone 4, says application of pre-emergence should be between May 5th and May 20th. So what about post-treatment considerations? There are a lot of varying views as to the how of this operation. I'm using university-based information. Post-emergent herbicides may be applied anytime the weeds are actively growing. The air temperature is 60 to 80 degrees, there are no winds, and there's no rain in the forecast for 48 hours. Most effective control of perennial broadleaf weeds is when applied in early fall, August 15th to October 15th, or in spring, May 1st to June 1st. Some weeds will need repeated applications. I have much more information on GardenBite.com. Herbicides are tricky and some will kill the plants you want to keep. It's very important to read the directions. If you have a lawn service, I highly suggest you question them on their knowledge of the chemicals they're using. From farm to feeder, bird seed direct to your door. FeedTheBirds.com skips the middleman. Blended fresh daily, FeedTheBirds.com has just the blends to bring your backyard to life. Whether you're a first-time bird feeder or a pro, go to FeedTheBirds.com to find the perfect blend. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.